College life is a whirlwind of classes, deadlines, and social chaos. But for Hannah Wells and Garrett Graham, it's about to get even more complicated. Hannah, a talented music major with a traumatic past, has her sights set on football star Justin Cole. Meanwhile, hockey captain Garrett is facing academic disaster with a failing ethics grade that threatens his position on the team. Their worlds collide when Garrett proposes an unexpected arrangement. She'll tutor him, and he'll pretend to date her to make Justin jealous. What starts as a simple transaction quickly evolves into something neither expected, a connection that challenges them both to confront their carefully guarded pasts and reconsider their futures. Their journey from reluctant partners to something much deeper reveals that sometimes the most meaningful relationships begin in the most unlikely circumstances. Hannah's sharp wit and academic focus hide a devastating secret, a sexual assault at 15 that left her feeling broken, particularly because she hasn't been able to reach orgasm with any partner since. Garrett's confident playboy persona conceals years of abuse from his father, a celebrated hockey legend whose approval he still desperately seeks. When Hannah drunkenly confesses her past to Garrett after encountering her ex-boyfriend, something shifts between them. Garrett responds with compassion rather than pity, promising to help her reprogram her body's responses. What follows is a journey of trust as he creates a safe space for Hannah to reclaim her sexuality. His patience and genuine desire to help her heal, insisting they take baby steps rather than rushing into sex, reveals a depth that contradicts his reputation and creates an emotional intimacy beyond their physical connection. Through each other, they begin shedding their protective layers, discovering that true strength lies in the courage to be vulnerable. Hockey isn't just a sport for Garrett, it's his identity. As Phil Graham's son, his every move is scrutinized against his father's legendary career. Despite outward confidence, Garrett harbors deep insecurities, describing himself as a frozen pond that appears smooth from a distance but is marked with imperfections up close. Hannah's relationship with music is similarly complex. Despite her once-in-a-generation voice, she struggles with performing publicly. When her duet partner betrays her before the scholarship showcase, Hannah must confront her fears by performing her own composition instead. Through their passions, both characters discover authenticity. Garrett begins to see himself beyond hockey player or Phil Graham's son, while Hannah finds her own voice as she performs solo, channeling her heartbreak over Garrett into her music. Their relationship helps them reconnect with the pure joy of their chosen paths, free from external pressures and focused on pursuing excellence for themselves rather than validation from others. Family relationships, both healthy and toxic, shape the character's deepest struggles. Garrett's relationship with his abusive father forms the dark center of his challenges. After a youth hockey tournament when Garrett was 12, Phil Graham established a pattern of impossible standards and brutal consequences that continued into college. Despite his celebrated public image, Phil viewed his wife and son as extensions of himself, trophies rather than people to be loved. In contrast, Hannah's distant family represents unwavering support despite their financial struggles in Ransom, where Hannah was assaulted. They endure community hostility because they couldn't afford to relocate, a situation worsened by medical bills from Hannah's therapy and her father's health issues. Hannah's guilt drives her determination to win the showcase scholarship to help with their deaths. The novel explores how these dynamics shape our capacity for forming healthy relationships. Garrett learns his father's abuse doesn't define his capacity for love, a realization that comes through Hannah's support. Meanwhile, Hannah discovers that protecting loved ones sometimes means allowing them to make their own choices rather than sacrificing her happiness. Their arrangement starts as a simple trade. Hannah helps Garrett pass ethics while he makes Justin jealous by fake dating her. Yet from their first practice kiss, their chemistry is undeniable. Their transition from fake to real unfolds through small, believable moments rather than grand gestures. Hannah cooking lasagna for Garrett and his roommates shows a thoughtful kindness that touches him deeply. Garrett confronting Hannah's bullying duet partner reveals his growing protectiveness. These everyday interactions build mutual respect beneath their attraction. The novel subverts romance tropes by prioritizing communication over misunderstanding. When Garrett suspects Hannah's lying about their breakup, he confronts her directly. When Hannah discovers Garrett warned guys not to date her, she immediately storms into the hockey locker room to address it. This refreshing approach creates a relationship where problems are tackled head-on rather than prolonged for drama. By the time they officially become a couple, they've built a connection based on friendship, support, and attraction, far beyond the calculated arrangement that brought them together. While romance drives the central narrative, friendship provides crucial foundation for both protagonists. Hannah's art student friends offer unwavering support throughout her journey, rallying around her when her duet partner betrays her before the showcase, giving her confidence to pursue both music and Garrett. Similarly, Garrett's hockey teammates form a brotherhood beyond the ice. His roommates Logan, Tucker, and Dean create a chosen family contrasting with his dysfunctional biological one. When Hannah breaks up with him, Logan immediately joins him in getting shit-faced without questions. Later, when Garrett reveals his abuse history, his teammates collectively ignore his father at their championship game, a powerful act of solidarity. The novel explores how communities can both heal and harm. Hannah's hometown turned hostile after her assault, with many taking her attacker's side, compounding her trauma. In contrast, Brier University offers her a fresh start to rebuild her sense of belonging. Through these relationships, the novel shows healing often happens in community rather than isolation. Both protagonists learn that vulnerability with trusted friends can be as transformative as romantic love. Phil Graham's ultimatum forces Hannah and Garrett to confront what they truly value. She must end the relationship or he loses college funding. Hannah's decision to break up with Garrett shows her selflessness, sacrificing her happiness to protect his hockey future. Though she lies about wanting to see other people, Garrett immediately suspects the truth. The conflict stems from external pressure, forcing difficult choices, with Phil representing the toxic influence they must overcome. His financial manipulation reveals the depth of his emotional abuse. Garrett finds a practical solution by accessing his trust fund to become financially independent. By repaying everything he's ever spent on me, he reclaims his autonomy and removes the obstacle to their relationship. Their reunion in the hockey locker room brings their story full circle. What began as antagonism has evolved into passionate love, though their playful bickering remains. Garrett's confidence that Hannah loves him, even when furious, shows their deep understanding of each other. In choosing each other, despite every obstacle, trauma, abuse, academic challenges, and family interference, they demonstrate that real love isn't about perfect circumstances, but finding someone who sees your imperfections and still chooses you.